This report brought to you by Peters Clothiers on the Missouri side. Checking the Cordell and Cordell No Delay Freeway, I-70 westbound from 470 into downtown is 15 minutes. The best of the best event at Peters Clothiers is this Friday and Saturday only. Select from the best designers in the world, such as Samuelson, the best value in custom clothing, to Cloth by Zanya, the best fabric for sports coats. Come in to Peters Clothiers, 124th and State Line. Alan Carr, 96.5 The Fan, traffic.
I think it's safe to say that our luck has officially turned around, guys. We are back, baby. We are back. We are back. Classic. We are back.
Welcome back to 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Royals move on. How sweet it is.
My voice is a little raspy. We were yelling yesterday.
A lot of yelling going on.
But I'm here to do the Lord's work for you because we were talking about Monday night being a two TV night.
That's right.
I tend to believe that I will have top TV Chiefs with audio.
Yeah.
Bottom TV will be Royals, no audio.
No audio.
That's
okay.
How my living room will look. By the way, right now at Nebraska Furniture Mart, you can get a Vizio 40-inch full HD 1080p, $148.
See, I told you, they're not expensive, right? Not expensive at all.
You can go to Best Buy and get an Insignia 50-inch Class F30, $189.
There you go. Or, I like the Insignias. I put them outside. Right. They're good TVs.
Or if you want to, you know, splurge a little bit, maybe you want some money on some games or something like that, you can get a Roku 50-inch Select Series, $249 at Target right now. It gets a built-in Roku.
And the best thing about Nebraska Furniture Mart, you can pay for that thing for the next 6 years with no financing charges.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
It's
so
like
that,
the stadium.
Go get it. Yeah.
It's like the stadiums will take a 3/8 cents tax out of your paycheck every week.
Right. You don't even know what's happening. Everybody who voted
until
no, like
somebody
Frank
tells
White,
you.
Is he happy? Yeah.
Yeah. One knows until they're like, by the way, they're going to tax you. Oh, they are? Yeah. A penny every $2 you spend.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Screw that.
Yeah, I don't want to pay for a new stadium.
Anyways, that's not where we're at today. Word of victory.
How you doing, Frank White? You celebrating this morning? You better not be.
Okay. We are in a victory Thursday. We have a Chiefs game. Chiefs will finally talk to the media today.
Yeah, because Monday night everything's delayed. Yeah.
Which is nice because they kind of just gave the Royals their own spotlight for once.
Yep.
It's time to finally do that. But speaking of spotlights, Bob had mentioned earlier, later last week and a couple times earlier this week, about how the playoffs were big for Bobby Witt Jr.
Yep.
Now, Bobby Witt Jr. hasn't hit the moonshots or, you know, the laced doubles or anything like that. But he's basically the reason, partially, that the Royals are moving on. The bullpen, Angel Serpa was a fantastic yesterday.
How good yesterday. Was he yesterday?
I mean,
oh, my God.
You talk about plums. That dude had ice cold plums in his draws.
Good Lord, man. Angel Serpa going out there just getting people out.
Urseg. I mean, that guy's just stone cold a killer.
Yeah, he's
great. Gotta so love good. That guy. And, you know, Chris Bubich probably never pitched back-to-back days in his life. Never has pitched in the playoffs, and you get to cancel both of those legs of your parlay and be like, here you go, bud. You're going right back out there. Sam Long again, big for the Royals.
Big, yep.
But no, these playoffs are big for guys like Bobby Witt Jr. who are trying to climb the stairs. And the one thing I will say it's kind of annoying that I don't really care for is all this like Mike Trout BS. Like, oh, he's already got more wins than Mike Trout, more RBIs. Cool.
It's not a huge sample size with Mike Trout.
But also,
right?
It's like, why? It seems unnecessary. Now, if you want to say something like Baltimore can't seem to beat Kansas City when it matters in all sports, that's funny. Like, that to me plays.
Yeah.
But either way, I'm not going to get my feelings hurt over Mike Trout.
Are you a big Mike Trout guy?
Harper than Trout.
You're more Harper than Trout, yeah.
Harper. I love Mike Trout because he was one of those guys that, like, finally was like a baseball player like Ken Griffey Jr. that I was like, this guy doesn't play for my team, but I root for him everywhere he goes. And then it was taken away from me by injury.
Yeah. And that's the thing with Mike Trout. I mean, he's been so banged up and he's hurt all the time and he's been on some really bad teams and whatnot. But I think that's more people are trying to take shots at Mike Trout than really praise Bobby Witt Jr. And the thing is though, he hasn't hit the moonshot, but nobody has hit the moonshot, right? Nobody's done that for the Royals. And I don't expect them to do that for the Royals, but what you need to do in postseason baseball is put the bat on the ball and put the ball in play and make somebody make a play, right? Like if you put the ball in play, there's a lot of things that can happen. One, you can get a hit. Two, you can have a throwing error. Three, you can have a catching error. You don't know what's going to happen in all those situations. So Bobby's doing what he needs to do. When people are on base, he puts the ball in play and takes care of business. And he's shown already we're not advancing without Bobby Witt Jr. And you're right. He hasn't hit the big moonshot. Don't expect him to hit the big moonshot, but expect him to put the ball in play. And when you try to hit that moonshot, you lose baseball games. Yeah. Ask the Yankees for the last 15, 16 years right. in the postseason. You think Judge isn't going to try to muscle up and knock everything
well,
over the wall?
You don't have to in New York. You can just flip your wrist to right field.
Yeah, it's
gone.
True, and it's gone. But, but don't you think they're going to be trying to do that kind of stuff? Soto's going to be trying to
Yeah, that's their talent.
And, right. That's what
they
do.
Your talent.
But that's not going to win you baseball games. That's not going to win you games in the playoffs. Bobby Witt squibbing one is going to give you an opportunity to win because A, he can beat it out. B, somebody can make a mistake, or C, it's a clean base hit up the middle. So just put the ball in play when you need to put the ball in play. And that's what Bobby Witt did. And again, that guy in Baltimore pitching to Bobby Witt, you know, in those situations, I think is just beyond me. I'm going to be interested to see if the Yankees give Bobby Witt an opportunity to beat them in this ALCS or ALDS that is coming up beginning on Saturday. Because if you're sitting in that Yankee dugout, I'm not pitching to Bobby Witt. Like, what is it going to take? Like, don't pitch to him. And yet Baltimore still allowed Bobby Witt to beat him in two games.
Yeah, I thought listening to Denny Matthews on the way home describe – it was like right when I got my car, right when I left Jefferson's, he was like, plays like Bobby made today defensively are great, but will not get, you know, put in your scorecard when you look at it or when you talk about the game tomorrow. He was like, was his first at bat. Michael Massey got on. They got him over.
Right.
Got a productive out. Got him to third. And then Vinny Pasquantino knocked him in. The infield came in to protect right. the runner at third. All you had to do, Denny said, was hit the ball on the ground and let it get through, and it did, and it was 1-0, and the Royals ended up winning 2-1.
And that was the game right there. I mean, you get that 1-0 lead early, and we'll talk to Ben Maller, you know, at 7:15, and he brought up a really good point with us. He goes, actually, being the visiting team is better in the postseason than being that home team because you put the pressure on. And when you score that first run, how much pressure could you feel the Baltimore Orioles sitting in Jefferson's? How much pressure? You saw that TV screen. You saw the puckering. You saw the fans. You score early in the postseason, you have put yourself at such an advantage because now every pitch becomes even more magnified for the team that's trailing. You get up 1-0, man, you got yourself an opportunity to go out there and win a game. And that's what the Royals did. And when you score one run with the way Lugo's throwing and the way Reagan's is throwing and the way that this bullpen is pitching right now, I mean, one run, two runs, that's about all it's going to take for this organization to get to that level that we want to see them, and that's moving on to the ALCS. And so when you have pitching the way that it is and you score one, maybe two runs, you're winning.
Well, KC counters with Cole Ragans.
And Cole Ragans, man, he didn't need only one run. I mean, Lugo needed two runs yesterday. And the bullpen shuts you down. Like, start believing in this bullpen. Start believing in this bullpen because they've done nothing to show you you shouldn't believe in this bullpen.
I think the other thing that goes into the game yesterday is the fact that, you know, it was just such a complete team win.
Absolutely.
Whereas, like, and not only that, but, like, they're sticking to what got them here from day one. And Vern talks about it over and over and over again. As well, Vern on as well again today. But it's starting pitching, team speed, and defense. And Bobby Witt Jr. was essentially all of that but pitching because he just can't do that.
Well, we don't know that, though.
Probably could.
Yeah.
But every ball that was hit to shortstop yesterday was fielded and thrown. The play in 2 days ago where he got a play at short where Cotrera was really like kind of in awe about it. He's like, oh, that ball had all sorts of different spin on it. Bobby just kind of went down there two-hand, picked it up, threw it out. How did the Royals get their go-ahead run? Bobby Witt Jr. hit a ground ball up the middle to their second baseman and beat it out with speed.
Right.
How did they not get runs? Bobby Witt Jr. was a vacuum at third base. MJ Melendez makes one of the greatest plays you've seen in left field in a Royal playoff game ever.
MJ Melendez earned himself back from that play on Tuesday, right?
Right. And then Michael Massey makes a great play at second base.
Yep. That defense, play at second base by Massey was insane, right? Yeah.
Defense, speed, starting pitching. Reagans was fantastic. Lugo did enough in his 4 1/3 or 4 2/3. And then your bullpen has completely redeemed itself. It's a completely different person. Right. It's a completely different identity. And Sam Long, Chris Bubich, and Irsay.
Angel Zerpa.
I mean, Irsay, Bubich, and Long did it back-to-back days.
Right.
Now they get 2 days off. Winning that game was so important.
Get the extra day.
Now you get the extra day. Everybody's good to go, except I do think, don't kill me yet, but I do think Waka's going to get game one.
You know, and that's a conversation we can have. I think you've got to start Cole Reagans in this. I think Cole Reagans has to make two appearances in this. He's your best pitcher by far, and you're trying to go up and beat the evil empire in the Yankees. You want to put your best foot forward, and I think Cole Reagans should get the start on Saturday. I thought Q was kind of leaning that way when we talked to him yesterday a little bit, you know, about that, but I mean, I could be wrong. I don't know what they're going to do, but I think this is the playoffs, man, and you want to put your best foot forward. Does Michael Waka give you the best opportunity, or is it Cole Reagans? I want to see Cole Reagans out there, and I want to see him make two starts in this series, and I also want to see Lugo pitch in this series. Waka can wait a little bit, right? I know he's been very good for you this year, but by God, Cole Reagans is a Cy Young Award candidate, right? He's arguably the best lefty in baseball right now. I would make him start on Saturday, and that's just kind of the way that I'm looking at it right now. You pitched Tuesday, okay? And you didn't pitch a lot of pitches on Tuesday. You only had 80-some pitches on Tuesday. That's not a lot. So you're off Wednesday, you're off Thursday, you're off Friday. That's a 3-day rest. You pitch on your fourth day. You always have a bullpen session. Yeah. Use that bullpen session or whatever it is to pitch, because then you're not pitching again till Monday, and now it's a much longer. See, I think the best chance for the Royals to win is to have Cole Reagans pitching two games in the series.
I just think that when you look at this, I think Waka can get you a win in New York. And I think that I'll play the opposite side.
Yeah, that's
because
fine.
Obviously,
and the text line can weigh in as well. What you
yeah,
guys
they're already
do.
Mad at yeah. me for having the Chiefs having the audio and the Royals not. And I can read the text. It says you're pushing playoff baseball for regular season football. That doesn't seem right. Are you going to push World Series for meaningless football game too?
Okay, thanks, Karen.
How dare you not have audio? Because I don't need to hear now batting Bobby Witt Jr. Bobby Witt Jr. is really good. Here's the pitch. It's a ball outside. I'd rather hear like cadences, referees' calls, what the play is on the field. So just let me live my
baseball,
life.
Baseball, you don't really need the audio for,
no.
you know? And,
no.
And if you miss
live
it,
live your own life, 660.
Yeah, I mean,
put whatever audio you want on. I might put porn on the background. That's how horned up I might be.
Yeah, I mean, do whatever you want. Yeah. Like, I hate when people do that kind of stuff. But don't react to that. Don't give that guy the time of day, Dusty. It's not that big
I just
deal.
Wanted to let.
Why I don't read the text line. It gets you aggravated.
Billy Joel song, My Life.
Yeah. But I mean, just ignore it. Who cares? No, but 660 is saying he's probably the same guy complaining about broadband in the hinterlands had
rural
yesterday.
Rural area. No, but I think the great thing about where you could have the opposite conversation is, to me, if they're going to win this series against New York, which is obvious, you've probably got to win two games in New York. Whether that's game five and game one, game two and game five, that's my opinion.
I think you win one game in New York in the first two, and you come back and you take both a
that
Kaufman
would be
and
awesome.
It's over.
That would be awesome.
That's the way you got to look at it.
That would be amazing.
You split New York, you win two here. That's all you got to do.
Their home record during the season, great. Yeah. On the road record, seemingly .500.
Right.
But
it doesn't matter.
Right. And the thing is that if you can get maybe Waka on Saturday, and then Monday you throw Cole Reagans. If you win Saturday and then you back that up with Cole Reagans on Monday,
right,
and that's where I'm at with this. And I know you could do the opposite effect too. Like, well, if Reagan goes out there Saturday and they win, and then you throw Walk out there on Monday, and then
you
leave
just
Lugo
on Monday,
or you let Lugo get an extra day because he's a guy that I think that you could separate.
Yeah.
But if you go Walk a Saturday and you win that game, which I think the offense will pick up a little bit in New York. That's such a sandbox of a ballpark. But if you start Walk on Saturday and win that game, I mean, the energy that will flow through your body knowing that Cole Reagans is rested and well rested and can go out there and go nine if he needs to and can pitch 125, 130 pitches, because that's where you're at in the season. I'm dead serious. It's not a false number. You could see it. And you win two in New York. I mean, my God, are we going to have something going on Wednesday?
Yeah, or on
Tuesday. It'd be Wednesday,
yeah,
right?
Wednesday. Yeah, when they come home on Wednesday.
Yeah, I mean, we might be in for a show, because then the Chiefs take a back seat. They go on a bye. They don't play for another, 10 days?
Yep.
And
can you think about that? We've been talking about this bye coming at oh my God, it's so early in the season.
Now we love it
because here's what's going on. The Royals are making a run, and the Chiefs having a bye during this Royals run is the best thing that could ever happen. It really is. Like, give the Chiefs the week off. They want to enjoy this as well. I've talked to enough people at Arrowhead. They're like, I can't wait for playoff baseball
and
to come back. Right.
The other reason I would say Walk on Saturday, who on this pitching staff that starts has the most playoff experience?
Well, it is Walker.
And where are you getting ready to go?
Yeah,
You know the Bronx.
Yeah,
you know that beast of a
play.
And the playoffs especially.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to get their name chatted. Now batting number 99, Aaron Judge.
Right.
Number 99. And all you've got to do is eliminate the long ball and the Royals win. And yeah. I know that sounds like a false prophet, but like here's the deal. In college basketball, when March Madness starts and you're playing a three-point team that can put threes up like crazy, all you got to do is put pressure on them. Royals, you hit first in both games. Go out there and do it against Baltimore. Get on, move over, be that annoying gnat that just won't go away and get flustered in the minds of the Yankees. And then all of a sudden, you're looking down the barrel of a 2-0 lead in the sixth inning. And it's like, all right, now these power hitters, these home run juggernauts, they're going to start swinging too hard. They're going to start thinking. Man. And then hopefully that bullpen can, you know, rejuvenate its success from September into October in these playoffs and do that in New York.
But that's Yankee baseball in the postseason. That's what they do. Everybody gets excited during the regular season for Aaron Judge and Juan Soto and Giancarlo Stanton. And I'll go back to the Jeter and the A-Rods and the Giambis and all these guys that just knock the ball out of the ballpark. And then you get to the playoffs and you have to play small ball, right? You have to play small ball in
the
playoffs.
It's all those lefties.
But it's small ball. You've got a bunt. Like that cat yesterday for the Royals, Garcia not being able to get a bunt down. You do that in New York, that's not going to bode well, right? You've got to get that bunt down. You have got to be able to put that bunt down. You've got to be able to play small ball. I think the Royals can play small ball because they've got the speed. They've got the defense. The Yankees, I don't think, can play small ball. They don't have the speed. They're a plodding team. They win it with the long ball. And the long ball doesn't win you games in the postseason. Mm-hmm. I know there's been big home runs in the playoffs, obviously, but when you look at how you win these games, it's never about who hits the most home runs. It's who comes up with the timely hits, who puts the ball in play most, and what pitching staff can go out there and shut it down. And the Yankees probably are going to have to worry about base running as well. I mean, you get Massey on or Garcia on, it's an automatic double right now. And Bobby Witt comes up with a guy on second. All he needs to do is put that ball in play, and the wheels are moving. Or maybe you steal second, and maybe you steal third, and Bobby Witt just has to smack one up the middle, and you got a base hit, and it's 1-0, and then the pressure mounts. And then that first at bat, here comes Aaron Judge up to the plate. He's squeezing that bat because Aaron Judge isn't just wearing the pressure of being down 1-0 in the first inning of game one of the ALDS. Aaron Judge is wearing the pressure of being the Yankee captain, hitting all of these home runs, and having zero postseason experience success to show for it. And that's how you're judged in New York. And there are conversations that I've heard on our sister station about Aaron Judge. Is he considered one of the great Yankees?
Yes.
Because he has not had the success in the postseason, and that's how you're judged. And Aaron but Aaron Judge is going to be carrying the weight of all the failures of the Yankees since 2009. They haven't won a championship since 2009, okay? You're talking about 15 years. He hasn't had any success in the postseason. Those two things right there alone, with everybody in New York watching you and the pressure that you have, I mean, that's immense pressure. I don't know that there's going to be anybody under more pressure in this thing than Aaron Judge. And he's going to be trying to swing for the fences. He's going to be trying to hit that 5-run home run every time he gets up to the plate. And the Royals are playing free and clear. They're playing with house money. They're playing with no worries at all. And the team that plays like that and has that advantage usually is the team to win. Pressure does not equal success in the playoffs. And I think the Yankees are playing with more pressure than anybody in baseball because I've already seen the headlines in New York. No excuses for the Yankees. Astros are out. No excuses for the Yankees. You know, the Orioles are out. No excuses for the Yankees. Yankees versus all of these Central League teams. Like, the pressure is already there on the New York Yankees, and the Royals haven't even taken the train to New York yet. So they're already dealing with it. They're living with it every single day. And the Royals are like, cool, man, let's go play some baseball and have some fun. That's why the Royals are winning this series.
Yeah, I mean, unless you're Patrick Mahomes, you love pressure because you eat pressure for breakfast.
Yeah,
with a glass of skim milk.
But he's different. He's different. He knows how to play under pressure.
No, I'm saying, I know. I got it.
Waka's ERA in the playoffs, 5.21.
I don't want to hear it.
His last outing was 2021 against Boston when he was playing for Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
He pitched 2 2/3, 9 hits, 6 runs. I'm starting Cole Reagans. That's where I am.
See, that would make you contradicting to yesterday. Because yesterday I brought up Seth Lugo's numbers on April 21st. You said that was 6 months ago. It doesn't matter.
But I'm just
that was
you
2 years. That was 3 years ago.
But
it doesn't
you mentioned
matter.
His postseason experience. So I was just looking at it, and I said
who has the most experience on the roster.
But again, I'm going with the guy who's the best, and I don't know what the text line is saying about that. How they feel about it. But that's where I would go, man. I would go with Cole Reagans. You put your best foot forward. You put your best pitcher out there. You let that guy go out there and work and cook and make him the better Cole that day. Because you got Cole Reagans versus Gerrit Cole, and Gerrit Cole's a whiny baby.
Mm.
Gerrit Cole crying about sticky tack years ago tells you exactly where he is in life. He can't deal with adversity. Beat him up in the first inning, and Gerrit Cole will melt like the Wicked Witch of the West with water thrown on him on the mound.
A lot of text line says Waka is who they'd like to see pitch on Saturday. Because then if Waka can beat Gerrit Cole, then you have Cole Reagans and Seth Lugo, your two aces of your staff, going against their two sub, you know, pitching.
Yeah, yeah.
Either way, going to New York Rendon and shock the
pitching.
World.
Yeah, Rendon is pitching. I think he's their second star. When did Waka last pitch? September 26th. Okay.
Did you see the Royals absolutely body bag the Orioles?
Oh,
Twitter?
It was great. I mean, ooh, good Lord. I've Orioles, never seen a body bag like that incredible. In my life on Twitter.
The Orioles tweeted seats taken with a little Oriole in the throne, and the Royals crossed out seats with a blue X and said series taken, and Bobby Witt Jr. sitting on the throne with feathers fluttering everywhere around.
And it says, if you come at the king, you best not miss.
Let's go.
Which I thought was just brilliant by the Royals. Well done.
Yeah.
Well done. By the way, Baltimore, you probably don't want to see Kansas City anymore, right? We've won 3 playoff games in Baltimore this year. This year alone, right? We have more playoff wins in Baltimore than Baltimore teams do. Like, I mean, it's crazy how much Kansas City just owns Baltimore right now.